This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
We are back. Thank you for hanging with Joe, Pip, and me, Davin. We're going to do some scamming scammers a little bit more. This we can get a little bit more risque with, should we choose to, should the content go there. This is with Milan Perda, and we met her last week, and she lives on a farm in Pennsylvania. Doesn't seem to do much. She grow apple. She's growing one apple, which is... What?
Terrible harvest. Terrible.
No, she's just very conscientious, and she wants to make sure it's the best apple it can be.
Okay. Who gets to eat that one singular apple?
You put it on a pedestal, dear. What happens is you sell that one perfect apple in hopes of trading in for an Apple phone, because our friend Milan needs a phone. So I'm thinking that's what it is. Maybe she's growing one Apple phone in that orchard. But she does have a lot of time to lounge around and look pretty, which is interesting for our farm girl.
Yeah, interesting.
All right, so we will place the music, and away we will go.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
So, where we last left off, I sent her a Danger Danger, which is a hair metal band from the 80s video on YouTube called Naughty Naughty. And she, because why wouldn't I? And she goes, okay, she'll download it later when she gets herself a card, and then she has to go to the bathroom. I told her she doesn't have to download, just click on the video. So I told her to talk to her later. So later on, she goes, I'm here. So we know our farm girl is not Amish, she's African.
Yes, which is an unusual demographic in that part of Pennsylvania, but continue.
I will. I go, that was a long bathroom break, LOL. She goes, yes, my uncle asked for help.
In the bathroom?
No, that's what I asked. I go, in the bathroom? She goes, nope. I go, thank goodness, I was going to bring you a plunger. So she laughs. I go, I won't let my baby drown.
Subway car stuck in here. Can you help?
What'd you say?
I got the turd the size of a subway car in here. Help!
I go, I won't let my baby drown in a toilet accident. She goes, aw, thanks. What did you had for breakfast? You know, on the farm, they don't teach proper grammar. I'll tell you that much.
No, yeah. They're too busy doing chores.
Sure.
Well, she's lying around looking glamorous. She's obviously not reading any grammar book.
I go, cereal and fruit. How about you? She said, coffee. I go, you are fully caffeinated. She goes, yep. I go, what did your uncle need? Pizza. So I made a call to bring in one. I go, such a good niece. She goes, yeah. So I send her a pizza emoji and some other thing. I don't know what it is. Oh, I go, oh, that is soup next to the pizza. Oops. Well, order some soup so the emoji makes sense. I had an emoji malfunction. She goes, he get it paid himself. I go, well, now we have a fucked up emoji. She goes, I'm getting tired of my phone.
No. It obviously you need a new phone when the emojis aren't working properly.
Well, it was my emoji that malfunctioned. So what do you think? What do you think I said to her?
Maybe you need another job.
Oh, okay. I said, so take a break, because she's tired of her phone. I said, so take a break. She goes, hey, Davin, I'm done for the day. I go, going to sleep? She goes, nope, I'm still here. Do you have any plans tonight? I go, just was working, babe. She goes, you done yet? I go, just finished. She goes, oh, okay. I go, did you miss me? She goes, yes, I did. I go, oh, that's sweet. I asked her what she did tonight. She goes, she made something for dinner. I asked her what she had. She had fajitas. She asked me what I had for dinner. Oh, that's working properly. Stupid. I go, eating now, some chicken sausage and rice. It's healthy. You chilling in bed? She goes, I'm here lonely, wishing you was here. Uh-oh. Oh, nice. I go, what would we do if I was there? She goes, make love to each other. Hopeful you can fuck hard.
What did she write?
I'll repeat it just because you asked. Hopeful you can fuck hard.
Wow.
We can only say prayers.
Is that what you prayed for in church? That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Hey, teach their own.
I go, yes, baby, I can. I can fuck real hard.
Can she?
She goes, that's awesome. As I recall, you...
That's awesome.
Well, it is.
That's awesome. You can fuck hard. Well, I'm waiting for you to come over and plow me like one of the fields I work on. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh my god. Wow.
I go, as I recall, you like it from behind. She goes, you're the best man in the world. Yes. I go, thinking of that got me hard. She goes, yes, I'm getting horny too. Wish you were here at the moment. I go, me too. Would kiss you passionately. She goes, I enjoyed kissing too. I go, you have kissable lips. I go, Pip, what did you call those lips last week?
What did they call them? They were, I don't remember.
Pouty, puffer, I don't know what you call them.
I don't know. It just popped out into my head and has popped right out just as quickly. I don't know.
I say, you have kissable lips, and then she vanished. I go, you vanished. She goes, good morning, Davin. We're in the next day. I go, good morning. I go, hey there. She goes, hey, how are you doing today? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, pretty good but lonely. I go, what happened last night? You vanished. And then we're on to June 17th.
Oh, my God. Where'd she go?
I don't know.
You know what? It's harvest time.
Not on the apple orchard, it's not.
No, you know what? It's not harvest time if you only have one apple to pluck.
Exactly. You just watch that apple.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes, my call phone is off since yesterday, so I just log in my uncle on my laptop. I just log in my account on my laptop. Anyway, good morning. I go, good morning, Milan. She goes, how are you doing today? I go, the other night you were horny, and then you were gone. I got no game with you, LOL. I am well. How are you? She goes, I ain't good enough. My call phone is off. This call phone's going to be a problem.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. So you fixed it.
As I said, this call phone's going to be a problem.
Oh, I know what they are. Pillowy pud suckers.
There you go. That a girl. Pillowy pud suckers. That's good. Yes. I go, sorry. She goes, get bills to pay on my phone. I go, the struggle is real. She goes, didn't I told you I needed a Google Play card to get my phone back on? I go, no. She goes, I told you that, but you refused to get me one. Well... And then she sends me the, once again, the error, your camera won't start without an iTunes gift card.
I'm sorry. I keep on asking you, but you refuse to get me one because you're a scammer, stupid.
That's how this works. You're a scammer.
That's like we're playing baseball. I'm trying to hit the ball or get a home run, but you're preventing me. Oh, that's my fucking job, stupid.
Because I'm a pitcher, stupid. She goes, yes, it's supposed to be updates because I was owning bills. And I'm not putting that on you, okay? Just letting you know. I go, well, you just said I refuse, so you are putting it on me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
She goes, let's put it that way, and what if you get me one? When you come down here, I pay you back because I ain't having any money on me right now. My mom have to pay me some money. I go, well, first it was iTunes, then Google Play. Next up, Steam? That's another type of card you can get. And she goes, and I quote, yes, it supports all of them. How fortunate.
Oh, goody for me.
I go, and Amazon? She goes, I don't use Amazon for my call phone. I go, why not? She goes, I don't know how to goes with that. I go, but you can get all you need with Google, iTunes, and Steam. How about Outback Steakhouse cards? An ex of mine had success with that. They give you extra minutes and mail you a blooming onion.
You know what? That's great. What you should do for other scammers, go to like the checkout store, like a store where they have all the different gift cards there, and either take a photograph or just write them down. And every time they add, it's just nonsensical stores, you know. Look, here's the Pottery Barn. How about a $10 gift certificate to the Pottery Barn?
Would you need a Panera Bread card, perhaps?
It's not terrible. I could do that. I could keep those on the phone. That might happen to a scammer near you. I could see that.
Just barrage them. Well, I don't know. God damn it all! I want an Amazon card.
Nope, they don't have that.
How about Starbucks?
That they could probably use.
They probably could.
She goes,
If I was a scammer, I'm like, you know what? I do like coffee. I'll make up some bullshit thing.
I can stay up longer and scam more people.
Yeah.
She goes, I just don't have any money on me right now. I go, how long have we, quote, known each other? She goes, ain't too long, but we're meeting in person this weekend. I'm not saying I wouldn't pay you back. I'm just saying you to borrow me the money because my call phone does everything for me. I go, I never asked you to pay me back. I go, what did I say in regards to my girlfriends? She goes, I don't know about that. I go, I told you. She goes, well, I am doing this to be in touch till you come down here, so if you won't help, fine. I go, I barely know you. She goes, I'm really willing to see you. I ain't here for games. No, this is your job, stupid. I'm here for games.
No, it's your job, too.
Yeah, well, fair. I go, and I'm willing.
This reminds me, like I said, of getting ice cream money from your parent, your mom. When you hear the ice cream truck and you want to get the ice cream money, Ma, can I get, oh, for Christ's sake, get my perk. And they go, you know, honest to God, Joseph, you know, I'm not the horn of plenty. I can't keep, will you give me the goddamn money to suck a dent in the corner?
I like when
time to argue, the jingle is sounding further away.
I like when a therapy session breaks out in the middle of scamming scammers.
You know us. This is what we do.
Joe's just taking some sheet music off the couch as he makes himself comfortable to lay down for the rest of the segment.
It's true. It's like trying to get ice cream money from your mom. When you heard the bells, the truck's going to be here any second. Now you got to put up with all this nonsense. The irresponsibility. I gave you money yesterday. Blah, blah, blah. Just give me the money, God damn it.
I gave you the money yesterday. Yes, and I sucked that down in a popsicle form. I need more money.
Oh God! Well, Aunt Maureen gave you $10 last week. What did you do? Come on.
All right. So she goes. This is me. I go, and I'm willing to drive several hours, get a hotel, and help you out with your phone. I ain't here for games either. She goes, why do you have to come here first before you help me out with my call phone? Ain't am going to make calls to you? Come down here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's too much word salad for me. Back it up, babe.
All right.
Wait, say that sentence again, please.
I will repeat myself for the people who are illiterate.
Thank you.
I go, ain't am going to make calls till you come down here, question mark.
Now, do we tell you again, Pip, or you got it? We're getting tired of this shit.
I think I've got it.
All right.
Now, what do you think I said to that?
Who the fuck knows to that?
Really, really, you could have said a lot of things. I think the most important one would be, question mark?
I said, and I quote.
Get to Webster's.
I said, and I quote, what?
What else could you say?
It's like, wait, you just say, wait a minute, I know Pip's going to make me repeat that in the future. What?
She goes, I had calls to make sure things going on well in Kentucky. I go, Kentucky? My call phone is off and I have to wait till you come down here. Aw. I go, what's in Kentucky? She goes, mom workers. I go, your mom is at home with you. She goes, she's working today. I go, on the farm, right? She goes, yes. I go, what does she grow? I must have forgotten. She goes, let me show you a picture on my laptop. And she shows me a picture of a girl on a branch in an apple tree with cool shades on, not looking like she's working, but looking like she's chilling in an apple tree. You know, kind of like how like a hot girl makes you go apple picking in the fall and you don't want to go, but you want to make her happy so you can get in her pants or something like that.
Could you try to give a shit? Could you try to give a shit?
Could you at least just, like, Google pictures of migrant workers or something? Did you to get an influencer?
The field, you could bring up at least a thousand images in a second. Could you try to give a shit?
Well, I will say this. The Golden Delicious look very ripe and delicious.
Well...
Or I guess they could be Jonah Golds. I really can't tell. That really should be the question I should have asked.
Yeah, really.
I go, cool, so what's in Kentucky? She goes, same. She goes, she have workers there taking care of the farm. I go, seems like your mom is a powerful woman. She goes, yes. I go, a strong businesswoman. She goes, she's a hard worker. And I go, and it would appear successful. Davin, make it happen between as.
You know, how about mom slides you some money from her successful apple picking company and you can get a phone? How about that?
Sounds like a good idea. I go, it takes two, Milan. She goes, I really wishing you should come down here for things to go as well. I can't keep talking to you on my laptop till you get here. You need to call me on phone while you gets here. I go, you want me to call you? She goes, how are you going to call me while my call phone is off? Get me the card and call me. It doesn't cost much to get one for me. $50 and I'll pay you off when you're here. If it doesn't cost much, why can't this bitch get one?
$50. $50. Paycheck to paycheck. $50 is a lot of money.
Well,
really?
I will give her this.
You're going to give her.
She did get put the dollar sign in front of the money, instead in front of the 50 instead of behind it. So that's good. All right. So she wants this call card, and I say, and I quote, Instagram can do calls.
There you go. Absolutely. There are other ways.
I go, let me try. And I tried to call, and she didn't pick up. Oh, no, she goes, let me try. She tried to call me, and I didn't pick up. I must not have had the equipment set up. That's the problem. I got to get everything just so. She goes, ain't you picking up? I go, I was getting coffee. Something wrong with my Instagram app. Won't let me call you. Do you have Hangouts? She goes, I don't hang out. I go, do you have a Gmail account? She goes, Davin, why don't you get me the card and call me on a phone? She goes, yes. I don't even know what to say again. I go, we can talk for free until I hook you up this Saturday on Hangouts.
Let me ask you a question. Did she suggest Hangout or you did?
I did.
Now, that's weird where she wants to get right to the car, because Hangout is their modus operandi. And I'm surprised she said no. You know, maybe she wants the car, just, you know, but for the simple reason that she doesn't want to do Hangout, she's all business.
Yeah, this one wants to get rid of me. She goes, well, if no how, see me when you come down to Pennsylvania? You need to call me, right? I go, just told you. We can talk for free on Hangouts. What's your Gmail? She goes, I'm using a computer. How are you going to call me? I go, can do it through Hangouts. She goes, sorry, I don't have Hangouts on my computer. I go, you could do it through your Gmail account. She goes, I don't know how. I go, give me your Gmail and I'll help you.
She goes, bullshit, you don't know how. And oh, I don't have a phone because I just said Gmail. Gmail runs on a computer, you asshole.
I don't know how.
Well, you know what, Joe? You know what, Joe? You follow her, so why don't you give her a say-so and a what for?
I probably followed her by accident.
Well, be it as it may, you can direct message her and tell her she's an asshole.
All right.
I go, you
Make
could
sure
do it
you
three...
click on her picture of the singular apple she's growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, you could do it through your Gmail account. She goes, I don't know how. I go, give me your Gmail and I'll help you. She goes, well, let's forget. I can't be talking on a computer for a while. I go, so what? You want to end our thing? She goes, I'm not ending it. I go, okay. Not even sure what we have at this point, LOL. She goes,
really?
She goes, just that I can't keep talking to you on a computer, so I will just let you know when I got the money for one so we can move on. I go, if you give me your email, we can talk for a few minutes at a time of mutual convenience. She goes,
yeah.
If I did, I'm still going to be talking on a computer. I don't want it that way. Have to use a call phone. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No call phone. No call phone for you.
We've just spent 3 hours talking on the computer. There's ways.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? Why don't you want to go on Hangout? You could turn your scammer card in. You're a disgrace to the profession.
Thank you, Joe. You're absolutely
really.
I go, okay, Milan, not going to fight with you about this. She goes, okay. I don't know what is wrong with my freaking Insta app. Can you send me a voice message on Insta? She goes, what do you want me to say then? I go, anything you want, LOL. It's not a hostage situation, LOL. So this is the voice message that she sent on June 17th of 2021. I will play it for you. I am sure she sounds like anybody you would set here in central Pennsylvania.
Hey, David. Just give me the car key and everything's going to be okay. I really want to meet you in person.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but it was an African girl. She goes, hey, David, just give me the card, okay? Just give me the card. I really want to talk to you. Everything's going to be okay. Sure it is.
You want to know something?
Oh, wow.
I can't really hear it, but we've been doing audio from scammers for years, and you can pick up the accent. Even though it's not that clear, the accent right off the bat, you can tell is African.
Yes.
and David. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because of the digital delay, it's not really clear here, but still,
you can tell.
That's not.
Years of doing this, ain't around from these parts.
Yeah. And you're not even from parts of Pennsylvania I've ever heard.
No. I know people in Pennsylvania. We work there all the time. You ain't from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no.
I go, you have a nice voice. Where are you from originally? She goes, Kinzers, Pennsylvania, but am a black.
Am a black.
Am a black.
Am a black. Really? I know.
African-American person would ever say that like that. Because you want to know something? The whole Black Lives Matter would have to pack up and go somewhere if somebody answered like that.
I'm a black. You know what? I have known some blacks in my day, and none, but
and you
nobody.
Know more.
Yeah. Yes, I will, and I see them all the time. As a matter of fact, no one has ever said it that way. Ever.
To which I responded, "Oh, you are a black."
Oh my god.
I go, she goes, yes. I go, cool, you do not have a Lancaster County accent.
Yeah, no.
She goes, mine is Jamaica.
All right. How did you get, no shit. Well, actually, it's not Jamaica, it's freaking Ghanaian. And number two, how did you wind up, much of it? How did you wind up in the middle of Pennsylvania from Jamaica?
Well, what do you think? What do you think I said to that when she said mine is Jamaica?
How did you wind up there?
Yeah, since when have you been Jamaican?
I go, nope. I don't think that's it. I'm pretty good with accents, babe.
I know. It's like you're telling somebody what their accent is, but it's like you have to if it's the wrong one.
And the funny thing is, I would have been like, all right, look, how in the hell are you in the middle of Pennsylvania and you're from Jamaica?
Yeah, really?
She goes, so how do I sound then? I go, you sound like you are from Western Africa. I spent some time in that part of the world a few years ago.
Oh, nice. Okay.
She goes.
Davin, the world traveler, comes to speak the truth.
She goes, nope. I go, yep. I love that accent, actually. She goes, oh, okay. I go, are you sure you're not from Western Africa? She goes, nope. I go, okay. Have you ever been to that part of the world? She goes, been in South Africa. When I was in Jamaica. I go, I really like the people from that part of the world. Hard workers and generous. At least in my encounters. How did you find them?
Hold on. Yeah. And I was in South Africa when I was in Jamaica. Well, it's right across the border.
Sure.
What the fuck is she talking about?
What is she talking about? There's like a huge ocean in between.
Yeah, but you know what they both have in common? There's a lot of blacks there.
Wow.
She goes, my uncle lives here all his life. I go, but you've been there. How did you find the African people? She goes, I was born in Jamaica and I have a family in South Africa. My father was born in South Africa. I go, do you like white boys? She goes, sure, a lot. They're good in sex.
They're good in sex.
They most
I
certainly.
Think.
Finally, something we
especially
agree on.
Especially in drama class.
Yes. No, that was a woman. That was a female teacher.
Oh, I see.
I go, have you had a lot of sex with them? She goes, nope, dated two guys before. Hopefully you're good too. I go, what happens if I'm really good, but you are not really good?
Hold on. Ooh. She said she was with two guys before?
Yes.
And then she says, I hope you're really good. Really? So now you're putting the pressure on me?
Where yes.
I have to like swallow spinach like Popeye so my cock turns into a fucking fire plug to nail you because you're a slut? Wonderful.
Well, wait a minute.
Two guys make her a slut?
Yeah, two guys doesn't make her a slut. What do you want, the Virgin Mary?
I got to get ready for a threescup. I need spinach.
Oh, my God. Popeye getting ready for a date.
Yeah.
So I go, what happens if I'm really good but you are not really good? She goes, I'm good in sex. You will get to see when you come down here, LOL. I go, do you like to suck dick?
Yeah, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
She goes, oh, no. Would give a try one day. Okay, well.
What?
She'll give it a try one day.
You're going to swallow more semen than the North Atlantic when I get down there.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. So she's saying she's good at sex, but she has never sucked a dick.
Yeah, well, Pip, they're not all the hussies you are.
Well, I'm just saying that sounds mutually exclusive.
What do you want me to tell you, Pip? I wasn't there when she wrote the script. and the way Joe said that, it sounds like somebody has his own little agenda going. But I'll digress.
I don't know. That could be a big agenda.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think Joe has a date to read children's stories next week in his frow that he wears for gigs.
Oh, my God.
I go, do you like to be eaten out? She goes, sure. I go, do you like role playing? She goes, yes. I go, what's your favorite role to play? She goes, I don't have a favorite till it happens.
I want to be a bagel. Not a bagel. What role? Run. I want to be sesame.
No. She has a role to play.
God damn it.
She was formerly playing the role of Pennsylvanian woman.
Yeah.
Could you see Joe at the bakery? I'd like some rolls and some bagels. What about a bialy? No, it doesn't know what it is. I can't have that in my brown bag. No.
Doesn't know what it is.
I want an everything bagel. Joe's like, not on my watch. Pick. Choose.
Especially with egg salad.
She goes, I don't have favorite till it happened. I go, okay, do you like anal? She goes, sure. Get to go. I go, where are you going? She goes, I'll talk to you again when my call phone is back on. Have to find something and eat. I go, okay. If all goes right, we'll meet this weekend. She goes, I don't think it's getting better for me because I have no money yet for a card. I go, well, you work, so you just need to get your paycheck. She goes, I have to wait till Monday to see if my mom pay me.
You got what it's to get paid. That's hysterical.
Well, you have to get me a phone because we're going to be together this weekend because I don't get paid until the day after. What the hell?
That's like, once again, the ice cream truck. I want money from the ice cream truck. I have no money. You'll get money when you mow the lawn. All right.
I mowed the lawn this week, 3 hours. Yuck. Don't touchy subject.
It's stupid hill you got to contend with.
Oh, it's terrible, Joe. She goes, I have to wait till Monday, see if mom pay me. I go, she's a success. You don't get that way by screwing the people who work for you, let alone your own daughter.
Truly.
She goes, getting me a card is a problem for you, but we want each other already. I go, Milan, if we become a couple, you'll have everything you desire. She goes, man, you would have to meet me before you get me something when we're together. But we even want each other, and we're going to meet in person soon, so why don't you get me one so this can happen between as?
You know, I'm having trouble understanding her, like, in writing. I'm not sure that we're going to understand her by phone, either.
I go, well, to be frank, your focus on this card pushes me away.
Yeah.
She goes, really? I go, yep. She goes, I see. She goes, if you're really ready for me, you could have get me one. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. The old.
I go, and if you are really ready for me, you can wait until we meet in 2 days.
That's for 2 days. You're going to fight about this for the next 2 days? She's going to just keep trying until she realizes, oh, yeah, time's up. It's supposed to be our big passionate weekend, and I still don't have a phone. And he doesn't have any place to go.
She goes, so how are we going to meet up while my phone is off? I go, give me your address and time, and I'll pick you up. She goes, you don't even care. How am I going to make calls till you get here in 2 days? I don't know.
That's when I see you.
I don't know. How about you stop climbing an apple tree and start toiling in those orchards, sweetie?
Stop posting like posing like an Instagrammer and actually pull some stuff off the tree.
Yes. I go, I'm driving 3 hours to see you, 6-round trip. I'm getting a hotel room. I'm taking you out. I said I will get you the card. And I don't care? Maybe it is your mother who does not care. She is the one who owes you money.
Yeah, she's holding you up.
She goes, well, I'm not going to talk to you in 2 days, and how would you know I'm going to stay home or getting out? I don't want you here while you don't see me. What?
I don't want you here while you don't see me?
Are you invisible now?
I am.
As well as you're making?
I go, because if you tell me what time, you will be there. So now you don't want me to come? She goes, how would you know if I'm home or not? Tell me. I go, well, if you told me to pick you up.
Ring the fucking doorbell, you asshole.
Use the ring cam. I go, well, if you told me to pick you up at a place and at a time you were not there, that would make you a bitch. Are you a bitch?
Oh, wow. Wow.
She goes, am not. I go, then, so. What? I go, so then I don't need to worry about you not being where you said. And I give her a smiley face.
Really? I know. It's like, come on now. You're being stupid about this.
She goes, well, don't come till my call phone works. I go, so you do not wish to see me this Saturday? She goes, well, I will let you know when my call phone is working because I don't want you here that you don't see me.
I can't even. Wait. Was that English? My brain is not working.
No, it's.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I go. I go, as you wish, and Ghana, that's the accent. Good people, that's definitely your accent.
Oh, nice.
She goes, sorry, you're wrong. I go, bet you I'm not. She goes, bet. I go, what do you want to bet? She goes, anything. I go, could I trust you to pay up? She goes, pay what? I go, the bet when you lose. She goes, I would have to get myself a card if I had the money. I go, what does that have to do? I go, what's that have to do with our bet? She goes, forget it. I go, I will take that as admitting I know my accents. I'm not going to double down and say northern. I'm going to double down and say northern Ghana.
Oh, wow.
completely bluffing, by the way.
If I was her, you'd be like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got me. You gotta, yeah, this way you'll buy that and go away.
She goes, that's your thinking. I go, yep, love that accent. It's like music to my ear and a warm hug for my soul. She goes, well, that's all I can do for now. If you want to know I'm real, just wait till I get my phone back on when we meet. I go, did I say you were not real? Kind of a weird thing to say to me. She goes, yes, you did. I go, not once. The ball is in your court. You want to be with me, it can happen. You want to end this now, we can do that too. She goes, I don't want to end this. I said, wait till my call phone gets back on and we meet up. I go, okay, that's fine. She goes, good. I go, I'm glad that you think I'm worth your time. It's sweet. And that was the last we ever heard of Milan.
No, that was it. Yeah, of course. She knew time was a ticking. Oh, my God. What an idiot. She set such a small time period in which she could get this card or it's over, and you weren't having it.
No.
She's not good.
Maybe she was good. I mean, you know, she didn't waste weeks, months, years with me.
Well, that's true. I mean, in that respect, yeah. She wasn't like, okay, I'm just going to keep slogging away at this. She was just like, all right, this isn't working, I'm done. But her methods were stupid.
Yeah, she did kind of put herself in a corner there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How would you know if I'm at your house? I'll ring your doorbell, stupid.
I can't even reproduce the strange sentences she was putting out there. I can't even figure out what they were.
Well,
but
that's because you just don't understand Jamaican, dear.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it's Jamaican. Yes. Ah, all right.
No, I
don't think so.
That was Jafakin. That's what she was doing.
Oh, Jafakin. Yes. Oh, my God. Well, that was a good one because it was just, like, so bizarre.
We had a decent amount of action, and it happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. In, out.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yep. All right, so that was Milan Perda. Is there anything you guys want to discuss? Anything going on in the news? Anything personal, or do you want to bounce out of here?
We can bounce out of here.
All right.
We can bounce out of here because my brain is still a-pounding.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support of this fine program.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much. You've been always a good friend of the show. Portobello,
yeah, really.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday they have a sumptuous brunch in addition to the regular dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Also, they have their outdoor pavilion, which is beautiful for a beautiful outdoor dining experience, which adds to it. They'll have that all summer. Portobello Banquets also has the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's. Then the one I was at was fantastic, Davin. We have another one coming up?
Should be in the fall.
We'll keep you posted. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great dining experience. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting Productions. For all your comedic needs, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call, 551-404-3094, for all of your comedians. Joe, where will you be? Any place?
I will be tomorrow night with the legend Rich Foss. Well, he tells himself he's a legend, but he is phenomenal. Rich
Foss. It's the only plug I've ever heard where the comic cuts down the other comic.
No, Rich is one of the most brilliant.
No. It's too late now. It's too, the undertone of, well, he calls himself a legend says it all.
Well, he does.
I know.
But he's one of the best out there. Rich Foss, I'll be with him tomorrow. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 525 Arnold Avenue. Showtime's at 8 p.m. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com or for tickets or information, or dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Friday night, upcoming Friday night, I'll be in New York City, the big place with the buildings, at the Broadway Comedy Club at the Red Room, 10 o'clock show. Go to BroadwayComedyClub.com or call 212-757-2323 for reservations.
August 19th, I'll be in Rahway, New Jersey at Luciano's. For tickets, go to Eventbrite.com and search Speakeasy Comedy. All right, good show tonight. A lot of scammer stuff, fun stuff. We will see you guys next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.